This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. LS 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free. Free app. Put it on your phone. Take a city where you go. And the podcast later on today. All of it's free. It's easy. It's easy. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Hey, Carson. Welcome back from Atlanta.
Good morning, BJ.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning.
There you go. You sound hoarse. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a dolphin show.
A dolphin? How does a dolphin show make you hoarse?
It was crazy.
What do you mean?
It was just the coolest thing ever.
Made you hoarse?
Yeah. I was yelling. I was like, yeah, dolphins!
That makes no sense at all. A dolphin show.
It was intense, man.
Hey, Spadil, are you getting this?
I scream every weekend playing paintball, and I don't lose my voice like that, so I don't, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That sounded like a slam in a way. Yeah. Now stop. Let's start off the show with a very happy attitude around here. That was a very negative response.
You asked what if this just saying. Made sense.
No, I'm just
honestly,
saying.
Honestly, paintball isn't as exciting as watching
dogs. Settle down, Carson. You're doing the same thing.
I saw the video from it, though. It looks super fun.
Am I the only one that's happy around here?
No,
I guess loses his voice at the dolphin show, okay? Flipper, flipping out of the water.
Is makes that you sort of scream. Like a donkey show, or is it?
Wow.
All right, just getting started this morning on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Man, I love three-day weekends. Whew, man, they're nice. Every weekend should be a three-day weekend.
Without
I wish you'd pass that law.
Yeah.
I'd promote that all day long, man. I'm all for it.
It's nice.
Yeah, coming in here on a Tuesday, only have 4 days left.
Woo.
All right, we've got a lot to do today. We've got weekend tickets to give away. Do we have weekend tunes here? You know, the weekend, he needs to come out with something really big before the tour, though. Because I feel like these songs are a little older, you know what I mean? So maybe a new album or something. I don't know if he's working on it or not, but we do have tickets to give away. All right, weekend tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
When did you get in?
It's snowing.
I know. When'd you get in?
Snowing. What?
I said, when did you get in?
Late last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondering. I didn't know if you stayed at the hotel last night or what your deal was.
My flight was delayed, and then after that, then the door, maintenance had to check the door.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, what? That's the last thing you want to hear is maintenance has to check the door.
Yeah. It would have been worse. Your plane flips over like it did in Toronto.
Is that the craziest thing? I don't even get how that happened.
I don't either.
They're not really explaining it either.
Yeah, they're saying crosswinds.
Yeah, but man.
Ooh. They're saying there were 50 mile per hour winds at the time.
Oh, really?
And then when it hit, it bounced, and the wing came up, and whoo! boom.
Man.
Over she went.
Yeah.
Nobody died, though.
No.
So that's good.
One of the guys described that they were all, he said they were all just hanging like monkeys.
Yeah.
In their seatbelts.
Like a barrel of monkeys?
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, that's what he said. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. My God.
That was a wild scene. All right, we've got some audio on that coming up a little bit later on. Oh, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the King Super Strike is over.
Oh. Whoa. All right. Well, how'd that go?
I got to tell you, that was the worst strike on the planet. You guys are terrible at striking. Don't ever do it again.
Right?
Well, it's over for now.
Okay.
They could fire it back up again in 100 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they didn't come to an agreement?
No.
Oh.
They just quit. Oh. I think it's too damn cold.
It is too cold. Yeah. What is what's the, it's
five.
Nine.
You and I said this. If you remember about a week ago, we said that, hey, you picked the wrong month to strike.
For sure.
You picked February in Colorado.
It's so cold.
You blew it.
It's so cold. It's too cold.
They packed up their signs and went home yesterday.
But remember, your idea was that they just step on the inside where that big heat fan.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Heat fan.
I know.
It's perfect. Oh, well, they tried that. The King Supers got that injunction and ran them off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So they lost all the way around. All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started this morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Yes, yes, yes. Cold. 5 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. It is 5 degrees right now.
Cold.
It is cold, cold, cold.
And it's snowing.
Yeah. The high today, not really sure. Somewhere around 20, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be cold today. That's all that matters.
And snowy, right?
Yes.
Like how much snow are we supposed to get?
I think the snow is supposed to taper off for us. But if you're out east, you're going to get snow. And if you're in a Boulder area, you're going to get snow. But I think for most of the metro Denver area that it's going to taper off and no snow. Snow today.
I'll tell you this, at 9 o'clock last night at DIA, it was a blizzard.
Was it?
Oh my God, it was insane.
It looked like it.
Yeah, I posted it. It was insane. And Jesus picked me up.
Jesus?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
Jesus is out driving around?
Yeah. Yep. I'm not even kidding.
Wow, this is breaking news.
It says, all right, so this is last night. Your driver is arriving in 1 minute. Look for Jesus in a 2021 Volkswagen Passat.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it says, Jesus is here. Look for a black Volkswagen. You have 5 minutes before they depart.
That's great. That's a screenshot there.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus,
well, I got it.
Here.
And the big guy picked me up. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Man, what an escort.
I know. Yeah.
For you to get Jesus, I mean, I've had maybe Santa Claus before, but never Jesus.
When you get Jesus as your Uber driver, things are going to go well.
All right, let me play this real quick here. I mentioned this. The King Super Strike is over. Now, nobody got what they wanted, so it was kind of a stupid strike, to be honest. They're taking a break for 100 days because it gets warmer in 100 days, is what I think.
You are just so giggly about this strike.
I'm just saying.
You just keep giggling about the whole thing.
I think it's just so dumb. Just so dumb. All right, here we go.
We have some breaking news as we come in the air tonight. The King Super Strike ends tonight at midnight. The union says they will return to work without a full agreement and that both sides will try to return to the bargaining table within the next 100 days.
Uh-oh.
They say they have agreed that the company's previous offer back on January 16th is no longer the last, best, and final offer. King Super's workers must return to work no later than Thursday the 20th. So once again, that strike at King Super's ends tonight. At midnight.
All right, back to work we go.
Yep.
Everybody's back. How was your weekend, Jamie?
It was a lot.
She went to see her sister. Her sister was in a car wreck.
Yeah.
It was a nasty car wreck, too. It busted up her ankle and everything.
And
ribs.
She had surgery, 10 days ago, I think.
Yeah, and so you've been going back and forth to kind of help out with the family.
Yep.
Because everybody's having to tend to her. She can't care for herself.
She had a slow speed come apart. She was done. She's sick of the wheelchair. Yeah. She doesn't want to do this anymore. And, oh, I'm like, oh, my
Is
God.
Is she still on that Oxycontin?
No, she's on Tylenol now.
Good.
Yeah, that stuff is
dangerous. Get her off
that
stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff is nasty.
She is on Tylenol now, but she takes a lot of it.
Yep. Now, do you have plans to go back anytime soon?
Yeah,
go back. A couple of weeks or so?
A couple weeks. So it was good. I mean, everything was, it's what it is.
Now, is the family fed up with her?
No. I mean, you know, we feel bad for her.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw all the stuff in her ankle. Did I send you guys a picture of that?
You posted it.
Oh, all the hardware.
You showed it to me here in the studio.
Crazy. Yeah. So and the block is the problem. Is the block that they used? She can't feel her leg. So
inside, when you see the X-ray of her ankle, it looks like they did construction work on her.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, there's like steel beams and stuff in there.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I will tell you this. I started watching Landman with her.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. But I will tell you, so we got to episode 4, I think, and we realized it took us 3 hours to try to watch it because we talked so much to each other.
Oh. Yeah, you got to pay attention. You definitely
So we kept rewinding it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this episode. Like, let's just, I will watch this a different day because we'd talk about other stuff, and then, or somebody would call her, and it was just crazy. But that is a great series. I highly recommend it. It's so good.
Billy Bob is awesome.
He is so good.
Yeah, I think I'd like it.
It's really good.
Yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
You know, the clips that get put on social media, but I've not actually sat down to watch it, but
it is good.
It looks good.
I was shocked. Really, I was like, I didn't know if I was going to like it, but you know, we have a lot of time to kill while we're there. We're just sitting there. And good choice. That was a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
I made a good choice over the weekend. You know, it was Frog's birthday. He turned 7 over the weekend. And we went and saw a movie that I'm going to tell you right now that will win every Oscar there is this year.
You were predicting that.
The 2025 Oscars are done. It's over. Yeah. It's sealed because this movie will win it all. There's no doubt about it. It's called Dog Man.
Yeah.
Dog Man is a smash. Folks, you got to go see this movie.
But you did tell us the plot is always the same. You told us that he's always looking to fight crime, and then somebody throws him a bone and he gets off track.
Or a squirrel.
Or a squirrel.
Or
yeah,
a squirrel that gets off track. Yeah. I hate to be a spoiler, but that's, I got to tell you right now, that was the worst movie.
Oh, no.
It was the worst
Even
movie.
Even with snacks?
It was awful. It was awful. Grandpa Gus fell asleep.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, started snoring. I had to punch him about 3 times during the movie, but it was absolutely terrible.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming. And then Carson went to Atlanta for the aquarium. He went to an aquarium in Atlanta. Why? I don't know. We have one here.
Yeah, but this one blows ours out of the water. It's the second best in the nation.
Oh, now it's second? You told me it was the first.
I thought it was the first best, and then I was doing some research.
It's San Diego's first? Which one's first? Monterey?
Yeah, Monterey.
Yeah, I told you it was Monterey.
It was awesome. Though.
I go, dude, it either has to be San Diego or Monterey have to be number one. And you're like, no, it's Atlanta. It's number one. It was ranked number one in the whole country. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that one. I'm like, oh.
It blows ours out of the water, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
probably not hard to do, though.
Yeah.
I'd say we rank about 50.
Yeah, I mean, do we even have a rank?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Do you see that girl got both, and I'm not laughing about it, she had both her hands chopped off by a shark.
Yeah, I did.
She was trying to get a selfie with it.
That's like the second shark attack in a week.
She did that, though.
She tried to get herself. She reached down in there and kept taunting this shark and it took her hand off.
Both of them.
Kind of deserved it.
Didn't she take both of them off or just one?
I think, I don't know. I really don't know. The picture I saw was one.
One?
But I don't know. Could have been a second one, too. Who knows?
It was like,
it's both hands.
Yeah, it's eating buffalo wings. You want the other one.
You both
drummies.
You got to have at least one left, right?
God, we're so
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Did you get to see any of the Saturday Night Live 50th?
Okay. Well, if I say I hate it, then I'm a codger.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Tabloid Trash and talk about it just a little bit, okay?
All right.
We'll do Tabloid Trash, the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I think you've already heard just a bit of Jamie's thoughts on it. And we'll get to it.
I didn't watch that much because it was horrible.
All right. We'll talk about it next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
First of all, before I get to the Tabloid Trash, let me just tell you, I feel all of you on I-70 this weekend. It took my girlfriend 5 hours to get up there. And then yesterday, it was shut down pretty much, it seemed like, the whole day. Here's somebody's commentary on I-70 over the weekend. It started like every other Colorado winter day. Some guy from Texas in a rear-wheel drive rental thought, how bad can it be? And launched himself into I-70, straight into the abyss and then the retainer wall, like it was Bubba Wallace in the Daytona 500. Within minutes, the highway was less of a road and more of a demolition derby. A Subaru fueled by blind faith and its all-wheel drive skidded majestically into a ditch, a lifted Dodge Ram piloted by a guy named Kyle, who don't need no chains, also went into the ditch. Some guy named Chad in his rental Sentra attempted to install chains for 5 minutes and then called his mommy. And it goes on and on. It is just such the perfect, like, everybody either from Texas, rental cars, you know, going up for the long weekend. It was just a mess.
You were warned.
A mess.
Lots of snow.
Just, I mean, a complete... How many hours was it shut down yesterday? Do you know?
Four or five, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Right at Silverthorne?
Yeah. Mess. So crazy. All right, but let's get to Saturday Night Live. Here's what I thought. Well, you know, I have to be honest, y'all, I didn't watch more than 30 minutes of it, so I'm probably not a good synopsis person at this point, because I think it was 3 hours long, and we literally only watched it for 30 minutes. I felt like there were a lot of inside jokes, and it was really funny for them, for the cast.
Yeah, I didn't find it very entertaining at all. I thought the musical thing they did beforehand was okay, but I didn't like the Saturday Night Live. I just didn't find it funny, Jamie.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of laid there.
And some of the things I think they thought was really funny, but it was like inside.
There
was
maybe
like Lorne Michaels jokes.
Yeah. I didn't even get that part of it, but I watched about an hour and a half of it. I saw one skit they did. The Black Jeopardy thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was another skit, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But all in all, it was a waste of time.
But huge names in the audience. I mean, just huge names in the audience. But yeah, for the 50th, I thought we were going to laugh a lot. Like, my sister and I literally looked at each other and we go, is it us? Why aren't we understanding this? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what? What's happening? What? Huh? What was that joke? Is that funny? I don't know. The one thing we did laugh at is that finally, Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake, this is the first time we've seen them since the lawsuit, really. And so they did a little joke about what was going on, number one.
Who else is a question?
I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why, what have you heard?
You know, just making fun of it.
You know, there's a story this morning that little clip right there is going to be used against him in court.
Why?
Because they're claiming emotional distress, and for them to go on Saturday Night Live and make a joke about it, they're saying that it could be used against them in the lawsuit.
Oh, dear God.
That's I'm just saying.
That is a stretch. Did they pull a muscle on that one?
I can see a lawyer using it.
I can't. Anyway, here's the thing. A lot of inside jokes like that, and then you said Paul Simon was awful.
No, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I said Paul McCartney.
Oh, I got Paul Simon.
No, I said Paul McCartney.
No, you said Paul Simon.
No, I didn't. I said Paul McCartney. I know exactly what I said. I saw him. You just picked the wrong one. You just went in and found the wrong one. It was Paul McCartney. I forgot. I didn't even see Paul Simon.
Well, we both heard that name.
Yeah.
Well, I never saw him. I didn't even know he was on the show.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't sound good either.
I said Paul McCartney sounded terrible. At the very end, he does the very ending of the show.
Anyway, here's Paul Simon.
Yeah.
All right.
Emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Hold on. Wish I was.
That was the start of the show. That was the first musical act for the whole thing, too.
And who's he singing with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Holy Toledo. I did see that, and we were like, what is going on with this guy? My God, he was deaf. That was bad. Definitely bad. Kanye West says that he's been planning to release this T-shirt with a swastika on it for 8 years. He went on another rant over the weekend, and nobody gets it. I don't know what's going on with him, but I think he needs some medication, to be honest with you, because something crazy is going on. He says, no one seems to want to produce me whittled T-shirt. He said he can't find even a production company to make it. He's been thinking about it for 8 years. He also said that he learned that the swastika has a lot more to it, that it's not just what we think it is, that it has a lot around it, and it should be okay. It's not okay, Kanye.
No.
It's not okay. Crazy bastard. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco have purchased a dreamy Beverly Hills mansion. They paid $35 million for it.
Woo. Man,
that's a good day. It says their new house comes with multiple structures, including a library, a grand swirling staircase, and they have a glass greenhouse, a solarium, a fitness center, and a swimming pool. It still doesn't make him hot.
Did you see what he did for her for Valentine's Day?
I did not.
It looked disgusting. Because she doesn't like flowers, according to what he posted, okay?
Uh-huh.
So he does nachos and cheese. So he puts on the bed a bunch of nachos and then a trail that leads to a bathtub, and the bathtub is full of nacho cheese.
Isn't that like her favorite from Taco Bell or something? Like,
I'm assuming.
That's her thing.
I don't know the background on it, but the picture of that tub of nacho cheese, it looks absolutely disgusting. Do you get in it? I mean, you don't dip out of it and eat it. It's in a bathtub.
If you want to,
I mean, do you get in and soak in it? What did she do?
You might as well, man. Yeah. Like, why not?
Where do you order that?
How often are you going to have that much cheese there where you can just fully submerge it into a bathtub of cheese?
Oh, my God.
But if you ever have the chips and cheese from Taco Bell, it's scalding.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is really hot cheese.
Yeah. Like burn yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I love cheese. Don't get me wrong. But when you see it in a bathtub,
that
it looks
nasty.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm looking at it
it's
right now.
Disgusting.
You don't want any of that.
No.
And you don't want, like, your body parts in it and then you eat it. Especially him. He's so hairy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.